Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Drive is live.
I've had that one. The Drive is live, and it is a Reaction Tuesday. A lot to get to. Coming up around 2:30, we will carry it live. The head coach, D'Amico Ryans, and we'll get to him here soon. D'Amico Ryans will speak to the media. We will carry that live. And it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, 5 o'clock hour. Your chance to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen for another big game for them if they have playoff chances against the 49ers. We'll do that a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. I want to take this time before I hand it over to you fellas. I want to just take this time to Clint, Tyler, the Fighting Tylers, Lopez, Reggie. I could hear it in Sean's voice last night. Good God, I could hear it in Seth's voice this morning. Many of you listening that are Texans fans, Larry, he was all over the place last night. He didn't know what to do with himself.
Seven-minute call.
I bet, yeah. You just had to let him get it out.
Seven-minute call post 3 o'clock, I think.
I bet.
He was in his house. Said he closed all the doors in his house and still woke everybody up.
Yeah.
He
had to get it off his chest. I just want to apologize to all of you. However you feel about me or whatever, our relationship over the last almost 6 years.
The y'all, showman.
Y'all deserve better than this.
I needed to hear that.
No. You deserve better than this. That's pathetic.
It's an ish show.
That's pathetic. Texans fans don't deserve that. That's awful.
In every sense of the word, that is an embarrassing ass loss on primetime.
In every space of it. Off a bye. 15 days to prepare. Hell, you even got an extra day with Monday Night Football, and you came out like that. The amount of people who look like they're in over their heads is difficult to watch, it's tough. And Clint, it starts at the top.
Things are fixable,
and I don't even mean Cal and Hannah, but it starts at the top of the decision maker, and that's D'Amico Ryans, right?
They're all fixable.
It rolls with him, and. Hell, he should be issued an apology, to be honest with you, with the performance that they've been putting out there coming off of bye week, Clint. That was just awful.
Yeah, it's unfortunate this is where we're at. But look, I think there were two things that when D'Amico Ryans was hired that we talked extensively about. One is how involved is Nick Caserio. Two is you better find an offensive coordinator and you better keep one in the clip for when that guy gets hired or fired. And you know, I think both of those things. I think there's a conversation to be had about Nick because I think Nick is involved in this. What's going on with this offense in a heavy way. I think D'Amico has allowed this. We're joined at the hip. We make decisions together. I think it's put him in a bind with for the second time with an offensive coordinator. I think when you look at the draft, the inability to draft on the offensive side of the football. I think the inability to fix the offensive line or even give an honest effort of fixing the offensive line as well as surrounding CJ Stroud with at least on par weapons in the NFL. I think they failed him miserably there. So I think from Nick Caserio's perspective, I think maybe D'Amico Ryans is probably trusted a little too much there. And I think when you look at his inability to hire an offensive coordinator and find an offensive coordinator that can put an offense on the field that I think appears to even be moving in the right direction. I mean, I look at this now, and as you mentioned, like this whole offense from the top down is completely overwhelmed.
It looks like Nick Caley is looking at a Waffle House menu and just trying to figure out it has no idea.
Well, there's no rhyme or reason, and I think we can get to Nick Caley, right? But we've said this before. Anybody that's going to take an offensive coordinator job and not bring anybody with them, not hire a staff, and then do this whole we're going to collaborate. It's going to be a collective effort,
yep.
And then the head coach gives up his play calling duty so he can oversee what you're doing. You end up hiring an assistant O-line coach that doesn't appear to be making any level of improvement to what we saw last year.
Well, hell, he was here last year.
Yeah. So I mean, look, these are all hindsight, opinions. But that's the way you got to view this thing at this point in time. Is, I think you got to look at D'Amico Ryans and the decisions that he's made. Whether you look at how tightly and how closely and how involved he allows Nick Caserio to be, because make no bones about it, when D'Amico Ryans was hired, D'Amico Ryans is the most powerful guy in that building, not named Cal McNair.
Yes.
And he chose to operate the way they're operating, and I think it has left a lot to be desired at this point in time, seeing where we're at right now. And then like I said, I think the inability to find the offensive play caller, an offensive play caller that, one, can get along with everybody in the building, or two, can not be overwhelmed like this guy is at this point in time. I mean, you've not just missed. I mean, you've missed in egregious fashion based on what we're seeing offensively.
From last year, last 2 years.
I don't know what the stats will say, but I would guess significantly.
I'm not saying it. I'm just talking about the visual. Watching them. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just not. I mean, this is like this offense. We've been here. You've been here a little bit longer than I have. Maybe that Culley year, maybe the Love year, one of the Love year Culley years was a tougher watch. But this is, I mean, through the first 6 games, Clint, this is they got no clue. They don't do anything well.
They're still talking about execution and techniques and mechanics and they're still talking about this game plan offense. We're going to do what the defense is going to allow us to do. And all the while, you've spent 3+ months and you've not created an identity at all.
No.
Like you're not a good screen team, which you should be. Knowing what your offensive line was going to look like this year and knowing the effort that you put forth to fix your offensive line, you should be a great screen team. You should be exotic and creative in your run game. Last night, 15 runs with Nick Chubbs and Woody Marks were the only two that touched the ball. No Nico Collins, no Braxton Berrios, nothing. I mean, it just like, it's not just, we're just going to take some time. This is really bad. And the biggest issue here is I don't see the path they're going on right now, talking about execution, talking about mechanics and technique, talking about doing what they're coached to do, talking about plays are there, this or that. I don't see the problems being fixed, and I don't see the approach from D'Amico Ryans and what he's saying needs to happen. I don't see that approach working anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I think D'Amico's got a decision to make, Ron, ultimately. And I think we're here at 2-4, given what we've watched. Again, this is not just a 2-4, hey, we had an unbelievable schedule, it was difficult, and we can rebound. This is a scary, major concern, 2-4. And I think D'Amico Ryans has to make a decision. I think he has to make it now. I think he has to make it within the next week or two. I think D'Amico Ryans has to decide, do I want to make a drastic move and try to salvage this season? Or do I want to waste this season being patient and allowing Nick Caley just to continue to install this offense and continue to be patient with C.J. Stroud, who, by the way, I'm at a loss for words, boys, of how nobody on that sideline is throwing iPads and throwing beanie hats and whatever. Mm. I know we're going to get there at some point, but I am.
You think?
I mean, I just don't know how Nick Caley, Gerard Johnson, C.J. Stroud. I know we got a bunch of do your job, Mr. Nice Guys, would rather be your friend and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how C.J. Stroud at this point hadn't at least pulled to Tony Romo and hurt his hand hitting the turf.
It's not easy.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how we're here, man. I mean, it is just a...
Yes, you do, Clint. You're not shocked that he's not. He's not. That's not him.
Yeah, well, no, you're right. I mean, I guess that's fair. That is like very... But I'm shocked that even the way that he approaches life and the way that he approaches the game, even him, it's been bad enough around the quarterback. Like, a lot of times, most quarterbacks that act like that, I laugh at and almost want to dog cuss. He's got every reason under the sun to act like a 12-year-old throwing a fit. Every bit of it right now.
And you wouldn't trip.
Yeah, not one bit. I'd say, hey, you know what? That's a bad look for CJ, but damn it, I understand where
it
he's
just
coming
came
from.
Out.
Yeah, I understand where out. He's coming from. We're at a point with CJ Ron for me where I'm concerned that the lack of fire under these types of circumstances is a problem.
Speaking
I know I'm all over the map.
But no, let's dive into CJ. All right, coming up here, because we will carry live D'Amico Ryans as he speaks to the media after this difficult game to watch last night. We'll hear from him around 2:30. Coming up, though, we do it after every game. CJ Stroud's great. You were thinking about CJ, you were talking about CJ. Let's dive into CJ Stroud's game last night. What was his grade?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll discuss that next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
D'Amico Ryan's coming up soon. We will hear from him live. All right, I messed that up. Damn it.
Doesn't matter.
No, I did.
Doesn't matter.
Damn it.
That's nothing.
I mean, we just talked about it. I mean, we really did. No, it doesn't. I think it was that massive dump I just took. I think I had a lot of things.
Moved you.
I just, heads all over the place.
You keep it a double wide warm in there for me?
Yeah,
I might did. Be here in a sec, too.
Grieving. It's a lot going on. We had a, you know what? The people don't need to hear that again. Maybe we'll play it later.
It's a good point.
Let's jump in here. 713-572-4610. You're right, Lay. I got to lock in. Ray, I got to lock in. YouTube and Twitch, jump in as well. CJ Stroud, what was his grade? What was his grade for the night? 23 of 49, Clint, 229 yards, one touchdown, one brutal pick that I just stepped all over because that's what was going to be played prior to coming back from break, just to get you in the mindset of what we were going to talk about. QB rating of 59. Two rushes for 25 yards. You spoke of the run game. By the way, those 25 yards lead the team last night. Your grade for C.J. Stroud, Clint?
Yeah, look, it's an F.
Ooh, really?
I mean, when it boils down to it, is the we were told that C.J. Stroud wanted and was going to receive more control at the line of scrimmage, which was obviously, in a perfect world, going to help the pass protection, help identifying who's going to go where, and help with dealing with pressures. So maybe not all of it, but a good portion of that, based on what we've been told, lies at the feet of the quarterback. You know, the decision to retreat and to a point where you damn near got a safety, the refs had to bail you out. That can't happen. There was a point in the game where, literally in one drive, it was a 2 possession game with 12 plus minutes left in the game in the fourth quarter, and he drops back and throws 4 straight go routes.
Oh yeah,
one of which was on a down that didn't count, which probably should have been hit that he missed. But he drops back, he throws the back shoulder to Nico. Nico gets hurt. Obviously, some kind of illegal formation or pre snap penalty. He snaps it anyway and overthrows Higgins, and he comes back.
We suck.
And overthrows Noel, and then he comes back and overthrows Hutchinson. So he spread the ball around. I mean, he's getting several guys looks, but at that point in time, there was an effort approach when that game was still in reach. You had the ball again, 12 plus minutes down, 2 scores. You're still in it. And for your quarterback to lose his cool, ultimately lose his head, and just start dropping back and slinging the football down the field. I think CJ is beyond that. He's got to be, again, he's got to be a guy that steadies the waters in those moments and fixes things. As you said, be a fixer, not a guy that.
Well, we're not that right now.
Well, no, but I mean, I'm just saying, be that in an instance where it's very clear you're still in this game. Some, I know it's frustrating, but very clearly it's a 2 possession game, which we saw teams score 33 points in a fourth quarter, for crying out loud. I mean, you're down 2 scores with 12 plus minutes left with the ball. There's, as bad as it is, there's still a chance. You're one big play away from being right in the thick of this thing. And so I thought he lost his cool there. There's just the stars for this team, particularly in the first half, but the stars for this team, Nico Collins, C.J. Stroud, Derek Stingley Jr., they did not play well early on. And it was a major problem. So look, I don't think CJ did anything on Monday Night Football that puts me in a spot where I give him a positive grade. I think he was overwhelmed, just like everybody else this offense is. I think the sitting on the sideline with that long face, that pouty face, and not, mm-hmm. not having no, like showing no emotion, I think that's a bad look. It is definitely a failing grade. So I'll go with an F.
Toby gives CJ a C+, Cornbread an F, Charles, a D. I think CJ is in the early stages of checking out. Someone text in, CJ, a wet noodle, and his grade at F. I would still go a D because he's got an offensive coordinator who appears to be completely in over his head.
Agreed.
And an offensive line that just didn't have a chance at many times. Ursary just, I mean, he looks like he's in right in line with the other ones they've drafted. That interception that he threw, somehow.
How about the lateral? That should have been a touchdown.
Yeah. Somehow, though, Clint, they get this thing to 14-6. Again, Seattle pissing me off, attempting to do everything they can to keep them in the game. They are just rolling, 14-0. They're down and they're in scoring territory again, and then they go Cooper Kupp pass. And they get you back in the game. You kick a field goal. You block a field goal. It's 14-6. You get the ball. Here we go. You got a chance. No reason to be in the game. And he threw just a god-awful interception.
Yep.
Just awful. And it was just, my God. I mean, Sam Darnold had maybe his worst game probably in the last year plus. Since the run with the Vikings this year, this may have been Sam's worst game. And it was clear who the better quarterback was on the field last night.
Agreed.
That is scary.
Sam Darnold was better than C.J. Stroud.
I mean, it was bad. I mean, Sam's making just terrible decisions all over the place.
Yep.
Still, it was clear who the better quarterback was. That is concerning if you're the Texans. All right, coming up, we will hopefully hear from the head coach live, D'Amico Ryans. We'll be awaiting him as he speaks to the media following this game. It's a short week, so things will go a little different. We'll hear from D'Amico.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Coming up next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are awaiting D'Amico Ryans. We will carry that live right here on Sports Radio 610, home of the potential future Marconi Award winner for best sports station in 2025. We'll find that out today, by the way. Some other grades coming in. CJ gets an F, losing his cool, not a true leader, a little too immature, too many sacks instead of throwing the ball out of bounds over receivers' heads without penalties. It wasn't a great night for anybody. And everybody played a part in it. There's one thing D'Amico did say last night that I agreed. We'll see what he has to say after sleeping on it. But I mean, no place were they good. Let's head to NRG now and hear from D'Amico.
Hey, D'Amico. Now that you've had a chance to review the tape, what are some of the issues that you feel like are facing the offense that are really holding you guys back? Obviously, there was a lot of production the previous 2 weeks, but this time that wasn't the case. And have a fast follow-up. Thank you.
Yeah, for us as collectively as a team, like we have to do our jobs, right? If we expect to win, we have to do our job. Not offense was just on the offense, but it's all three phases. Guys have to do their job, and we have to do it at a high level. So that's the main reason. We didn't play up to the standard. We didn't execute how we needed to execute to win the game.
And how is Nico doing? I know obviously there's a process with the protocol and all that, and you'll go through the week. But
Nico's process, we'll go through the week. He continues to get better each and every day.
Landry.
Coach, you spoke highly of EJ Speed, and in the past you've talked about players like him earning the right for more opportunity. Based on the two previous games where Lakin Tomlinson wasn't out there, and up till yesterday where he was out there for the majority, what did he do to earn the right to get more reps yesterday?
Yeah, for us, rotating both of those guys is a matter of just felt like when those guys rotated, then we had a better situation at left guard. That's the reason behind it.
Jonathan?
D'Amico, you all started Braxton Berrios on Monday night over Jalen Noel. How is that decision made, and why did you all decide to have Berrios play over Noel in the return game?
Yeah, it's my decision that I made. Wanted to get Berrios up, give him an opportunity to return. He's done a good job of, you know, really fielding the football and gave him an opportunity there to return versus Seattle.
DJ?
What kind of went into the decision to not have Stingley press as often against JSN? Giving JSN free releases is a good receiver that good. That's kind of almost that sense taking candy from a baby. So what kind of went into not having Stingley press JSN more often to disrupt the timing within his routes?
Yeah, our game plan was to, as I stated earlier in the week, to make sure we're aggressive, make sure we're getting hands on and playing them tight and sticky. That was our game plan.
Cody?
D'Amico, what have you seen as one of the biggest challenges in the team's ability to run the ball in short yardage? And when you decide to run the ball in short yardage, why you kind of go with that route?
Yeah, in short yardage on yesterday, like we got knocked off the ball. At the end of the day, if you want to move the ball, we have to be able to run the football and get a yard, right? But if we're getting knocked back up front, then we're not going to get a yard. So it all starts up front with displacing the line of scrimmage. We did not do that. Therefore, we were not successful at gaining a yard.
Sarge?
Coach, we had an opportunity to talk with Nick Caserio during the bye week, and he was saying that about the trade deadline, and you all are, you know, pretty much where you are right now. But, you know, with the 2-4 record, do you see anything that you all would need to improve on as far as bringing on and for the team to get better?
Yeah, for us to start getting better, Sarge, is everybody doing what they're supposed to do on each and every given play. Like, if we can start there and guys do what they're supposed to do, then we can assess where we really are. But right now, like yesterday, it wasn't good enough. It wasn't our best outing of the year, and definitely disappointed coming off the bye and things we worked. It just, for some reason, didn't get done.
Kim? Hey, D'Amico, I'm going to say to the naked eye, it looked like some things that had worked in the last couple of games offensively, some of the tweaks or changes, that seems like you guys went away from that last night. Is that fair to say in terms of how you handled the offensive line or just some of the plays that were called? It looked different.
And for the most part, and some of the similar things that we've had over the past couple of weeks, like it takes all 11, right? When it comes to we're getting pressure, making sure we hit our hot answer, making sure everybody's on the same page, getting the ball out quickly, getting the ball out on the edge, getting pocket movement passes. Those were similar things that we've had for the past 2 weeks. Some things we executed well, some things we did not execute well. So it's, I think the play calls and things are very similar. As the execution and the timing, how quickly we were operating, it wasn't the same.
Thank you.
Jonathan?
D'Amico, a little bit similar to Sarge's question, but you know, have you and Nick discussed this trade deadline? Do you want to be aggressive at the deadline? Do you anticipate it?
Right now, I'm not focused on a trade deadline. I'm focused on coaching our guys up to do exactly what we asked them to do, and we'll start when we work to do that the right way. Then we'll see about the trade deadline, all those things. But that's not been a concern of mine.
DJ,
just to follow up on that, my previous question. So I guess in those instances, when Stingley's in off coverage, is that a decision by you guys, a decision by him? Like, what kind of goes into, again, given JSN when he's matched up against, you know, one of you guys' best corner, give him off coverage and not necessarily disrupt him at the line of scrimmage versus the top of the route?
Again, our game plan was to get hands on JSN, play him aggressive, right? Challenge him each and every snap. That was our game plan.
Aaron.
D'Amico, in terms of the penalty issue, to follow up a little bit from last night, the season trend, it's been 7.3 penalties per game, so kind of a recurring thing. But these penalties, some of them, like you mentioned, about control, avoiding silly errors, unforced errors, what did you see in particular from some of the commonality of the penalties? Is there a way to kind of coach that out of the guys and get them to just, you know, play smarter football? Thank you.
Yeah, penalties. I mean, again, we don't want penalties. We don't coach penalties. Again, I always say penalties come with playing with the proper technique, right? Playing with good fundamentals, proper technique. But it's not just one thing. I wish it was that simple to say, like, oh, you guys had X number of penalties and there's all the same issue. There's each play is something different that happens on those plays. Some that we definitely control, where we have to be smarter. We have to know when to let up on a couple of those plays. We got to just play smarter.
Landry.
Just for clarity, I know this is a weird format, so can't get the follow-up in immediately. Despite the fact y'all didn't rotate Tomlinson and Scruggs the previous 2 weeks, you feel that it's more beneficial to do it now, or is that just a week-to-week thing? And what are the benefits of rotating guards?
Yeah, for me, I felt like both guys played better when both guys were six sort of on a pitch count and we rotated those guys.
Sarge?
Coach, after the game, we got a chance to speak with Aziz, and he said he had a different account of what actually took place on that hit on Sam Darnold. He said that the whistle didn't blow when he was, you know, out of bounds. And he also talked about the whistle didn't blow with stopping the momentum when Tim got the penalty at the end of the game. Was that something that happened throughout the game that you all noticed? And another question, a follow-up question is, what did you think about the way that Will Anderson Jr. played last night?
Yeah, I think there were some instances, of course, you know, when they were towards their goal line where the whistle, where, you know, forward progress isn't stopped. You don't hear whistle. I think that happened a few times in the game. So yeah, I definitely agree there that plays weren't stopped when I think they should have been stopped. I thought Will did a awesome job of giving us an opportunity, right, to get points in the game, to provide the team with a spark there, getting one of the best plays in football, sack, forced fumble recovery for a touchdown. That was an outstanding play by him
just to what he's done all year, just putting the team on his back, putting us in a really good position there to just create some energy, create some enthusiasm through our entire team. And that's what Will has done. He's been playing exceptional all year, and he'll continue to play that way because he just has that mindset that it matters to him. It means a lot to him to go out and do his absolute best each and every snap. And that's what we need from everyone.
Nick?
Coach, when getting an opportunity to speak with Titus Howard last night, or Aaron Wilson was chatting with him and talking about what things that he was seeing that they were frustrated with on the offensive line. And Titus went ahead and just said he takes responsibility for the mistakes that they were making overall. What was the conversation like for you guys about things on the offensive line that were frustrating last night?
Yeah, I think the most frustrating thing for me is things we've covered, things we've worked in practice, and we get in the game and it's not getting done. We're doing something different. We're doing things that we're not coached to do. That's the most frustrating thing.
Time for a few more. Cody?
D'Amico, among the things that CJ himself is in charge of in his job, what is it you'd like to see him improve on for coming out of this game? Yeah, CJ has to do a better job of running the offense, right? Getting the ball out when it's supposed to be out. Everybody around him has to play better. He has to play better just all around, right? And it's not about just one person. It's collectively everybody has to play better, and he falls in that same category as well.
All right, we'll close with DJ, Jonathan, Sarge, and Kim. Go ahead, DJ.
When you guys have played I guess some of the better receivers in the league, like JSN, Puka Nacua, even Devontae Adams, et cetera, et cetera. It seems like those teams make a concerted effort to find various ways, creative ways to get their star receivers the ball. It seemed like you guys sometimes struggle at that with Nico, where you guys are just, you know, trying to find multiple ways to just get him the ball in space consistently, play after play, just like the Seahawks did with JSN. What can you guys do as coaches to put Nico in that position to where he's just getting kind of fed a lot in space, creatively, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I feel like we've done a good job of moving Nico around. Nico doesn't just align at the X. Nico moves around formations. We move him around. And we tried to get Nico the ball yesterday. As you guys saw, if you guys watched the game, we did try to get him the football. And some plays were successful. He moved chains for some plays. Some plays weren't so successful, but it wasn't for a lack of not trying to get him the football.
Jonathan?
D'Amico, you all might not even have Nico back this week. Where do you expect, if he's not back, where do you expect to get that production from? And when a team is struggling offensively, how do you find that production?
I will see how the week goes, Jonathan. We'll see, you know, what we need to do. Of course, Nico is one of our best players, so you know, with that being questionable throughout the week, yeah, it's concerning. You want all your best players to be out there each and every given week, but it's never always how you want it, right? Some things you can't control, and you just have to roll with it and do the best that you possibly can.
Sarge?
Coach, when you were hired, you brought Bobby Sloak over, a first-time offensive play caller, and then after 2 years, you all relieved him of his duties and brought in Nick Cady. But after six games, it seems like you all are still dealing with some of the same issues that you dealt with when Bobby was here. At what point do you have that assessment, or how many games does it take for you to see this is with the direction we want to go and give it a little more time, or maybe make a change?
No, look, we're pressing forward with everybody that we have. We're pressing forward with everybody that we have. We're collectively all in this together, and it all starts with me. So if you guys want to point the finger at somebody or put it on somebody, put it on me. That's my job, and ultimately it's my job to get it fixed. So, and that's how it'll be. But we're rolling with what we have, and we got to just all do better. Got to coach it better. We got to play better. We got to execute better on game day. And look, as bad as it seems, I tell guys at the end of the day, we're still one possession from getting that game, you know, tied, right? Can we find a way to make plays to do that? That's the NFL. As ugly as it may be, like, we got to find ways to make plays at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. It's all about how you finish,
right? And we had an opportunity to finish it multiple times. So we just have to do a better job, find a way to win, right? But we did some things yesterday that was bad football, right? But I felt like the defense did an outstanding job of taking the football away, blocking a field goal, giving us a chance, right, to put to turn it around and get points on the board. It's a team. Collectively as a team, we'll stick together as a team and find a way to do that.
Thank you.
Last one for Kim.
Hey, Coach, can you talk about what will it take for you guys to be able to have some tempo consistently? And also, can you talk about the job that Jalen Noel did last night?
I thought Jalen Noel was he was phenomenal. He showed up. He was probably our most explosive player when it came to pushing the ball downfield. Right, and again, we have multiple guys who can make those plays. It's just a matter of mixing it up, getting the ball to him. But I thought he showed up big time for us in some real critical moments there at the end of the half. Also on a big time fourth down catch for us to extend the drive. Jalen has that big play ability in him. So I'm excited to see him continue to flourish in that role.
All right.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, D'Amico. That's the head coach, D'Amico Ryan, speaking to the media.
Good hell, man.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. I don't think you started using that phrase until you met me. But good hell.
No, that's very fair.
Is true. The good hell is going through the text line and YouTube and Twitch. Clint, usually in a situation where you have a game like you had last night, especially a team that has expectations, there's not a lot of winning the press conference.
Yeah.
But that was bad. I'm from his excuse of Aziz, like Aziz whistle. What are we talking about? He's out of bounds. And that's the leader of your team, the voice of your team, who repeatedly does things to hurt the team over the years. And you're not just calling it out. CJ Gardner-Johnson hit the road from his comments about the penalties in general. Oh, it's, you know, technique. No. You had a guy running and doing a swan dive on the top of everybody to end the game. The guard rotation. Felt like these guys played better when they were on a pitch count. What are we talking about? And then he had done a great job, Clint, from last night today, to not saying any of the plays. We're close. One possession. Get out of. Oh, boy. That was rough, Clint.
Well, yeah, it was rough, and I want to run down this, because here's and we talked about this last year, right? We talked about this last year. What happens is D'Amico Ryans being a defensive minded head coach, right? You compound the mistake or the inability to find an offensive coordinator is one thing, but when you go as far as defending to a fault, you risk sounding silly and you risk appearing to not know like what good offensive football looks like. That's the scary part. And I don't think that D'Amico, I don't think that he doesn't know, but he does leave the door open to wonder like what does D'Amico know about offensive football and what does he, is he going to have the ability to fix this? Right? I mean, I'll run down a list real quick. D'Amico here. On getting Nico Collins the ball. There is a very low-hanging fruit answer here of, hey, man, we should have got him some touches in the spring in the screen game. We should have probably handed it to him a couple of times. If we had to do it over again, we'd do that. Boom, let's move forward. Says, if you watch the game, we tried to get Nico Collins the football. All right? Now, there were some mid-range to deep throws that were thrown his direction within the offense when the defense presented it, but there was really no exclusive attempt to get Nico Collins the football. All right, the constant leaning into guys doing what they are coached to do it's exhausting, right? It's tired. It's the same stuff we heard last year. Not acknowledging that you went into a game with your offensive line that you've watched for 3 months now and thought that they were going to run the football downhill into the teeth of the best run defense in football. Like, you sound silly with that stuff, right? Okay. Rotating guards. I said this last night on a post-game show. Rotating guards. The thought of it is silly. But when you're like, if you walked up to D'Amico Ryan and said, D'Amico, when you was starting linebacker in the NFL, if I'd have came to you and said, hey, man, we got this guy we really like over here, man. You're going to play the odd number series. He's going to play the even number series. Do you really think D'Amico Ryans would have said, yeah, that's gonna, I'm going to play my best ball under that format right there, coach? Hell no. He'd have been up out of here. For D'Amico Ryans, the former player, to think that rotating guards, putting guards on a quote-unquote pitch count, is going to give you the best product of offensive line is silly, right? And then, to your point, the as bad as it may seem, we were one play away from tying the game and being right in this thing. You sound silly. The excuses for Aziz. I don't care if Aziz Alshire, if there were no whistle. You can't take a player, drive him backwards, leave your feet and plant him in the turf. Whether you're inbounds or you're out of bounds, you can't do it.
You can't do it to a running back.
Right.
Let alone the quarterback.
Right. And he put his head in his chest. First of all, he led with the crown of his helmet in his chest, first of all. Secondly, he left his feet and let all of his body weight fall on the quarterback.
Put that rule.
You should err on the side of judge. If you're a defensive player, you should never do that.
He's out of bounds.
And you're making excuses for him. You sound silly.
And then Christian Harris runs over and shoves JSN in the back.
What are we doing?
They should have got a penalty for that.
Yes.
And then Kamari
Lassiter was in his face like on his way there, and then it's like Christian scared the hell out of him. But so I mean, it's just like in the whole Derek Stingley stuff about like clearly Derek Stingley didn't execute the plan.
Yeah.
Clearly the plan was to be aggressive, and Derek Stingley decided he was going to play soft coverage and let JSN get a free release what I picked up from there. But yeah, I mean, look, I love D'Amico Ryans, man, but D'Amico Ryans is making a mess of this offensive situation for the second year in a row.
My man said, if you watched the game, I did. You know what? I rewatched it.
Yeah.
This morning. It was play 10, drive 3. Is when they first attempted to even put the ball in the direction of Nico Collins. Play 10,
If I remember correctly, it was dependent on the corner being soft and throwing underneath him. Yeah.
Yeah. Play 10,
yeah.
Drive yeah. Three.
It's
JSN getting balls all over the place.
I mean, the more you think about it, Ron, I know we're going to break this down, so I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but the more you think about it, going into this game versus that defense and not having one creative run, and I don't remember a screen being thrown. I remember they attempted a couple running back screens, I think, inside throughout the game, but I'm talking wide receiver screens, get the ball on the edge, away from the teeth of the defense, in your best player's hands. Like, the thought that that wasn't, with 15 days of preparation, the thought that that wasn't a huge part of what they planned on doing here is major concern. I mean, like D'Amico Ryans should feel really confident about saying, yeah, I don't like throwing my coach under the bus, but boy, that was that game offensive game plan was suspect. He's got he could walk in there and justifiably do that with some of the decisions they made offensively. Problem is he's involved.
He's involved in it, yeah. All right, coming up, let's hear from you. Tyler, let's open these damn phone lines up. This is a day where we need to hear from the people. 713-572-4610. I see you, Southside Al said, we need to open up the lines. We're going to do it. 713-572-4610. I feel like he has tainted the question that I want to lead to. Like right now, this is the basis that I want to have the lines open. This is a disappointing start. When you think about this disappointing start, what is the face that comes to mind first? And you think about how the Texans are at the place where they are, 2-4. And as Clint said, this is a dangerously bad 2-4 where this could go. What is the face that comes to mind? We'll discuss that and hear from you coming up next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.